President Donald Trump is enjoying the long holiday weekend at his private club in Palm Beach, Florida. There was some golf, but he's working as well, meeting with the men who could replace retired General Michael Flynn as National Security Advisor. On Saturday, the president attended a rally organized and paid for by his campaign. Joining us now is NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith. Hi, Tam.
Hey.
So I want to start with comments the president made during that weekend rally. The president was talking about the state of the world and arguing for increased security and stronger borders. Let's listen.
You look at what's happening in Germany. You look at what's happening last night in Sweden. Sweden. Who would believe this? Sweden. They took in large numbers. They're having problems like they never thought possible. You look at what's happening in Brussels. You look at what's happening all over the world. Take a look at Nice. Take a look at Paris.
But, Tamara, nothing terror-related happened in Sweden over the weekend. How have the president's remarks been received?
That's right. Nothing terror-related happened. Apparently, there there were some pop culture happenings in Sweden over the weekend, but nothing terror-related at all. So the reaction has been something of a mix of concern and puzzlement coming out of Sweden. The president has since clarified. He's tweeted a couple of times. He tweeted yesterday saying, "My statement as to what's happening in Sweden was in reference to a story that was broadcast on Fox News concerning immigrants and Sweden." And then this morning, he tweeted again about that, providing, I guess, further clarity he felt he needed. "Give the public a break. The fake news media is trying to say that large-scale immigration in Sweden is working out just beautifully. Not." So it seems that the president, as he often does, was watching Fox News, saw something, and just sort of incorporated it into his remarks. And it took sort of a day of sleuthing of people wondering what the heck he was talking about.
And what about the concept of holding this kind of campaign-style rally at all? I mean, how unusual is it for a president to be giving a speech like this in this fashion just a month after getting inaugurated?
You know what? It would seem to be unusual until you go back and look at history. And it turns out the only thing truly unusual about this event is that his campaign paid for it and that it was organized by the campaign. Ordinarily, presidents will go out, they will hold events that look very much like campaign events, and they just won't call them campaign events. And so I was looking back in recent history, you know, Bill Clinton, who really was carried into office on these televised town halls that he did in 1992. Well, 3 weeks into his presidency, he holds a televised town hall and says he sort of missed it and he wanted to get back in touch with the people. Presidents have a tendency to repeat what got them into office. The challenge, though, is that governing is not campaigning. President Trump over the weekend said something to the effect of, "Life is a campaign." Actually, governing is different than campaigning, and some of these past presidents have found that it, you know, their persuasive powers don't work as well when they're trying to push policy as when they are just trying to win.
You mentioned the president's tweet on fake news. The president has continued to attack the news media. He tweeted on Friday that the mainstream media was, quote, "the enemy of the American people." Senator John McCain responded to that on NBC's Meet the Press this weekend.
"If you want to preserve democracy as we know it, you have to have a free and many times adversarial press. And without it, I'm afraid that we would lose so much of our individual liberties over time. That's how dictators get started."
Tamara, White House administrations always tussle with the news media, but this feels different, is it?
You know, Steve Bannon, the advisor, top advisor to President Trump, has called the media the opposition party. That's not actually the role of the media. But, you know, President Trump he needs a foil. As a candidate, he had lots of foils, including John McCain and Hillary Clinton and Democrats. Well, now he has a Republican Congress and the Democrat. He doesn't have Hillary Clinton to kick around anymore. And he needs a foil. He needs somebody to be in a fight with. And he has chosen the media.
And lastly, in about the 30 seconds we have left, where are we in Trump's search for a new national security advisor?
Right. He is meeting this weekend, apparently not actually playing that much golf, instead meeting with possible replacements for Mike Flynn, including former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton, Keith Kellogg, who's the acting national security advisor, Lieutenant General Robert Caslin, who is the head of the military academy at West Point, and Army strategist Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster. He met with all of them apparently yesterday and continues to hold meetings trying to settle on someone and also get someone to say yes, because he's had a couple of top candidates who've dropped out.
NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith. Thanks, Tam.
You're welcome.